Wade Waxland served 20 years in the United States Navy, including more than 3 years at the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base in Willow Grove. That military site was designated a Superfund site in 1995, and when the former Naval Air crewman was diagnosed with bladder cancer in 2012, a doctor told Wade and his wife Nicole that he likely had been exposed to something that had caused his illness. Let's pick up the story from there with Nicole Waxland. Nicole, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I understand that you submitted a letter from that doctor with a claim for benefits a couple of months later in 2012. What happened?
We submitted a claim in October of 2012 for disability based upon the cancer diagnosis that he was exposed to chemicals while serving in the military. At that time, we started the process. That process took over a year.
Your husband passed in December of 2013, and apparently 1 month prior, the VA denied that initial claim for benefits. How do they substantiate denying that claim?
Not enough sufficient evidence was their statement.
Putting the onus on you in this case to gather more evidence?
Correct. We needed to connect the dots of the exposures that he was exposed to in the military to the cancer. At that point in time, we did some research, and we came up with chemicals that he was exposed to in his daily work life. And during that time frame, we had found out that NASJRB Willow Grove, which was in Horsham, Pennsylvania, was also a Superfund site. Once we found that out, we did extensive research about the chemicals at the base and found that those chemicals cause cancer or carcinogenics. And from there, we just gathered evidence on a monthly basis, submitted this evidence to the VA to reopen our claim.
Was the VA and or the military in general helpful in the process of you gathering this evidence, or was it more of an adversarial relationship?
I don't want to say adversarial, but there was no help on their side. Unfortunately, there are not a lot of resources out there as a veteran when situations like this present themselves. We were not made aware by the military or the Veterans Administration or the state that that base was a Superfund site. We found that out on our own by doing research, which is unfortunate because, you know, there's several hundreds of people that have been to that base that might not necessarily live in the vicinity of that base any longer and could have ailments that are unaware that this is actually happening in Horsham.
And I understand, to try to make that connection with the hundreds who potentially were also exposed, you established a private Facebook group.
That is correct. Once we recognized that this was a lot bigger than just my husband, and there were several people out there that we knew immediately that we were stationed with that had cancer that could be caused by these chemicals, Wade wanted to reach out to his fellow shipmates and say, hey, you know, this is happening. What's going on with you? So we established the Facebook page to disseminate the information that we had gathered, and it just snowballed. Every week, people were coming forward saying, I have this ailment, I have this cancer, I lost this loved one, my husband passed away at age 29, and it was just overwhelming.
Ultimately, though, you had to turn to an independent facilitator, contractor, to move the case forward?
Yes, this is correct. The VA system, in my opinion, is set up for failure for the claimant. It is very hard to navigate, and I was lost. I was grieving my husband. I was trying to raise three children who didn't have a father, and was given this case and said, okay, if you want to appeal it, you can appeal it. How do I appeal it? And so I did some research online and found an independent consultant who we talked through Wade's diagnosis and felt as though he could help me at least navigate the system to get the proper paperwork in on the time frames that the VA established for us. It was probably the best decision I made because I would not have been able to do it without that consultant, unfortunately.
Will the hard work that you did to get to the result ultimately benefit others who, through Facebook, for example, can look into other opportunities to move their cases forward?
I hope so. I hope that this process and his claim becoming approved sets precedence in some sort, whether as they clear up the system and make it easier for veterans to navigate, or they acknowledge that this site, this Superfund site, has chemicals that do cause cancer in veterans.
And of course, in the intervening years, this has become a much more public story, not specifically because of the military connection, but the surrounding communities that are also suspected of higher cancer rates due to toxic chemicals that have leached into the water, for example. Is it your sense that the civilian cases are somehow drawing more attention than even the military ones?
Absolutely. I have yet to see any military officials at the local level or at the universal level come out and say, let's have a town hall meeting. Let's talk about what we can do for you with this water contamination, how we can protect you moving forward. As far as I'm aware, that has not happened. I have not been contacted by anybody through the military or the Veterans Administration to say, let's have a conversation about that. So, yeah, I really do feel that the veterans and the personnel, civilians also, that served at that base are basically exempt from what is happening, or we're feeling is we're exempt from this.
If not, then from the top down, perhaps from the bottom up, can your Facebook page, for example, and other social media gather people who could then pressure for at least that sort of a town hall meeting?
And we are trying. We are advocating through our local senators and congressmen, not only in the state of Pennsylvania, but nationwide, with the hopes that that will persuade the military to acknowledge this and the Veterans Administration to acknowledge this and say, let's do something about this.
Nicole Waxland, thanks so much for sharing your experience with our listening audience.
Thank you so much for having me.